Net Zero by Dieter Helm. The one sentence summary. We can stop causing climate change if we adopt a clear unilateral plan and get on with it fast. What the book says. This is a manifesto for how to stop causing climate change. The inconvenient truth is that our carbon-intensive lifestyles are causing the climate crisis, and that fixing or even slowing it will affect all of us. We have wasted the last 30 years, so the goal of net zero carbon emissions needs a rethink. If we enact this plan, we make no further contribution to global warming, but there isn't much time left. Far more fossil fuels have been burnt in the past 30 years than in the entire 19th century. Everyone wants what the first carbon economies have got. If you think we're kicking the fossil fuel habit, think again. Global emissions are still going up. This is because of burning ever more fossil fuels, the irrelevance of renewables so far, and the destruction of the natural environment's ability to sequestrate carbon. The golden age of the fossil fuels is based on burgeoning demand, notably from China, the coming of gas and new technologies, notably shale, and the absence of any effective climate change policies. China represents over half the world's coal trade and 28% of the world's CO2 emissions. In the UK, the public now believes that we're making good progress and it is not going to cost them that much. Cakeism suggests that you can have it all without making any sacrifices, but it's not true. If the UK wants to make no further unilateral contribution to global warming, then it is the altogether harder net zero carbon consumption that matters, not just the easier bit of net zero carbon production. There are three critical principles to designing a sustainable economy. 1. The polluter pays. Pollution has to be costed and everyone must pay. That means everything will be more expensive and carbon border taxes are essential. 2. The provision of public goods. These are non-rival and non-excludable, and governments must create them. 3. Net environmental gain principle. Any damage done must be compensated for by more than the expected damage. That's the precautionary principle.